Good morning, John Mackey here, Master Credit Solutions, U.S. Credit Project, and Give Me Credit Media. Today is June 9th, 2015, and here is your credit news. With its gourmet pizzas, handmade pasta, and fine Italian cheeses, Eataly is popular with New Yorkers and tourists alike. But the personal information of anyone who visited during the first 3 months of the year could be at risk. Eataly says it first noticed a problem a couple of months ago when several employees who shop at the eatery also noticed fraudulent charges on their credit cards. That's when the company says it launched an investigation. As soon as we found out, we posted it on our website to make sure all of our customers were informed. An alert to customers on Eataly's website says, and I quote, "It appears that criminals unscrupulously hacked our network system and installed a malware designed to capture payment card transaction data." Credit security expert Paul Oster said, "What's troubling about this is unlike other breaches, the theft was happening in real time. This was capturing the data as it was being transmitted to the banks for approval." Eataly said the breaches happened between January and April of this year. Americans' debt grew in April as credit card use surged, a sign of a rebound in consumer spending after a sluggish winter. Outstanding consumer credit, reflecting Americans' total debt outside of mortgages, rose by a seasonally adjusted $20.54 billion in April, or at a 7.33% annual rate, the Federal Reserve said Friday. Debt jumped 7.66% in March. Economists surveyed by the Wall Street Journal had expected consumer debt to rise $16 billion in April. The latest increase reflected a sharp rise in revolving credit, reflecting mostly credit card debt, which increased at an 11.57% annual rate. That marked the second biggest jump since the recession ended nearly 6 years ago. Credit card charge-offs appeared to be on the rise over quarter one 2015, with six of the country's eight largest card lenders witnessing a noticeable increase in this key metric for the period. Charge-off rates have historically been higher over the first quarter of the year compared to other quarters. This is a direct result of the jump in outstanding loan balances at the end of the holiday season, a sizable proportion of which goes into default into the subsequent quarter. But given the fact that this is the second consecutive quarter for which a majority of these lenders have seen an increase in credit card charge-off rates, there could be an industry-wide factor at work here. Here's a question I used to get a lot in the mortgage industry, and once in a while now, and I know that a lot of loan officers receive them. I'll state it here. I recently applied for a loan at my bank and asked if I could have a copy of my credit report from my file. The loan officer told me it wasn't possible. Can you explain why? Well, a credit reporting agency that will provide you a copy of your credit report, not the lender. If a lender turns you down for credit, they will notify you in writing. In turn, you have 60 days to use the letter to request a copy of your credit report. Now, with that said, you can get a free copy of your credit report every 12 months at annualcreditreport.com. The credit report is coming from one of the three major credit reporting agencies, such as Equifax, Experian, or TransUnion. The argument that I've always heard is that the credit report is on the individual and as such is my information. Why can't I see it? The answer to that is, although the information is about you, the credit report itself is property of the company. Thank you for listening. This is John Mackey, Master Credit Solutions and Give Me Credit Media. That was the news.